In the winter or early spring, we had the misfortune to lose two destroyers. It was snowing with a strong northeasterly gale. The minesweepers returning from their daily task had been reported, but not the escorting destroyers. About 8 p.m. a signal was reported to me, "Am ashore." No ship, no position. It might not be, but was only too likely to be the Opal and Narborough, the two destroyers which had been out with the minesweepers. Frequent wireless calls during the night failed to get any response. It became only too certain that some disaster had happened. Neither ship answered their wireless call. In the meantime, the wind had increased. The snow was so heavy it was impossible to see the gate, and had it been possible to get out, it would be quite impossible to approach the eastern coast. The conditions all next day were, if anything, worse. All we could do was to mobilise the shepherds with their dogs, to search along the cliff tops in case anyone had escaped that way. Moore had worked out, as it proved accurately, where they had most likely come to grief. The conditions all next day were, if anything, worse. All we could do was to mobilise the shepherds with their dogs, to search along the cliff tops in case anyone had escaped that way. Moore had worked out, as it proved accurately, where they had most likely come to grief. There had been an unusually strong set to the northward, which all ships had experienced. The supposition was that with the strong gale behind them, they were ahead of their reckoning. When the snow shut down, any possibility of sighting land was at an end, and instead of making the entrance, they had struck 2 or 3 miles to the north. At daylight, the following morning, we got out and went direct to where we expected to find them. At first, nothing was visible, and only when an accompanying destroyer went close into the rocks could she detect the wreckage of the destroyers lying side by side, with nothing showing above water. The sea had levelled everything. We sent in a whaler, and from a shallow cave some 50 feet up, there walked out a solitary seaman, the sole survivor of some 200 officers and men. Except for slightly frostbitten hands and feet, this man appeared little the worse, and his story was that he had been the after lookout, stationed on the after gun platform of the second ship. It was snowing hard with a heavy following sea, when it seemed to him his ship rushed up alongside the ship ahead, which was herself raised right above his level, and then his own ship came down, crash, while he himself was taken by a wave breaking over the stern and flung up the cliffside, where he hung on and eventually crawled into the cave where we had found him. Twice, he said, he had tried to climb to the top, but the snow was too deep, so returned to the cave, where he got some small measure of shelter. Certainly the endurance of this seaman, considering the weather, and that he had been in the sea, was amazing.